I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, an acid attack on a female doctor in Quetta is raising new concerns about women's safety. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says women and girls remain highly vulnerable. Christian girls are especially at risk of abduction and forced marriage.
We know of so many of these stories of these young women and girls that have been kidnapped and are living in just horrible situations right now, forced against their will into a marriage.
Earlier this year, Punjab province ratified the Domestic Violence Act, aimed at strengthening protections for women.
Now, it's also hoped that this law will now protect the kidnapping, forced conversions, and marriage of Christian girls.
But passing a law is just the first step. It also has to be enforced. Pray, too, for gospel opportunities, as that's the only true hope. And a 2025 Pew Research survey found that just 25% of parents talk to their kids about religion on a regular basis. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries calls it a missed opportunity.
The research consistently shows that parents remain the strongest influence. And so don't pass it off to your church or to a youth group or a friend. You can have the most amazing impact on your kids.
Resources from Keys for Kids Ministries can help. Audio and print devotionals give parents a user-friendly tool for discipleship.
We encourage families to just spend 5 minutes together around God's Word, around a Keys for Kids devotional or an Unlocked devotional for teen, and be consistent, because consistency beats complexity.
To claim your free copy, look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens. Each story applies the truth of God's Word in ways that are understandable for your young person. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.